Yo, welcome back to Tubble TV Podcast, where we talk about any and everything. Welcome back to another great episode. Of course, I am accompanied by my amazing wife, aka co-host.
Key.
Like always, make sure y'all tap into the audio-only version of the podcast on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. We want to shout out our sponsors. Shout out to A&M Elite.
Got the bag right here. My fault.
Make sure. Boom. You see where it's picked out? Yeah. Shout out A&M Elite, bro, for sponsoring this podcast. And like always, Action No Mercy, doing big things. We're going to dive right into it. Today we had our second preseason game. We're going to give y'all a little recap of what's going on. Today we had our second preseason game against the Wolverton Wolves. I'm not going to lie, when I pulled up to the gym, I was a bit like thrown off because the way it was set up, it was like there was an event going on already. But it was like a club vibe, and you know, the game of basketball that was being played was like a street ball type of thing. But you know, it was for a good cause, you know. Shout out to them though. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, we did end up getting the dub. We did end up getting the dub, but it was rough. I'm not gonna lie. Like I said, we still in the preseason, and we are working out the kinks. I don't know the final score. I know we scored 100 points at least. I think I want to say like 100 to 83.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
I think it was like
1-on-1. 1-on-1? Yeah. I think we had 1-on-1 last game too.
Did we get to 100 last game?
Yeah, we got to 101 because we lost by 2. It was 103 to 1-on-1. But yeah, so let's dive into the game. The first quarter, we came out
trash.
We came out pretty slow again. We came out the gate slow. We just got to build our momentum up, like, in the locker room, honestly. And I don't know if it's just, like, everybody's, like, stagnant. Because I feel the energy not being there, too. You don't really know what's going on inside the locker room.
No.
But how do you feel about the energy?
Like, the first quarter, I've just accepted the fact, I know, like, just from watching you play basketball, that, like, your first half is not really your best half. Sometimes you come out and put energy in, but don't tell you put energy in the first half, so you absolutely have to.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the first half, the first quarter specifically, y'all played like y'all had, like, on the defensive end, it, y'all felt like y'all had cut off by chickens.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the chickens with the head cut off?
Chickens with the heads cut off.
Like, y'all didn't have no direction of anything. No, like, some of y'all didn't know the plays, which was kind of embarrassing. And it's like, I didn't like the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, y'all play with Butterfingers. It's like, the first half, like, y'all too scared to play basketball.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that.
For me, like, to give you, like, a player's perspective, we played to the level of competition. Because this team, they weren't the best, but they weren't the worst either. But, you know, we was definitely supposed to come out and beat them by at least 30.
Yeah.
You know?
Facts.
So we played to the level of competition, which I'm not proud of. But, you know, we was able to come out with the W, and I played a lot better.
You definitely,
I think, so.
Did. On the defense, you were phenomenal.
And I was trying to be. And I'm still out here taking charges. I'm a little banged up. I might be done. I'm not going to lie. Because the rules change from game to game, and it's just frustrating.
I don't know, I have to be honest from like a play, like a spectator's perspective.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like the starting lineup.
You didn't like the starting lineup?
I did not.
Why not?
Because number one, on y'all team, I just feel like you play like how you practice. Because
I need to be more assertive.
Yeah, he need to be more assertive. You need to actually make it to the rim. Like, if you're going to shoot, like, if you're going to go out there and make plays, you need to make plays that are actually going to impact the game.
Yeah.
And it's just like, he played better than he played the last game, so I'm not mad about that much.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, come on now, play. You need to practice more.
Yeah, I feel like he, like JR specifically, he likes seven. But I think we settle for a lot of jumpers, and we settle for a lot of, like, lazy plays often.
Yes.
It's not like we're not playing to our full potential yet.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I definitely agree. We're definitely not doing what we're supposed to do when it comes to that.
Yeah, and I definitely like that she started Gannon, but I wish she would have started Gannon and Drew. But I understand she can't because there's only so many big men or whatever.
Yeah, she's trying to fill all of us out. Because, you know, like, this is the second preseason.
Gannon just the most aggressive player we got on the court.
Yeah.
Because him and all those fouls was ridiculous. But, like, so he did earn his fouls.
Yeah, did he get foul trouble? I think he had, like, four fouls in the first half.
Technically, he fouled out.
Really?
Technically, he fouled out and Ryan.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know Ryan had that many fouls.
Yes. They was calling fouls buku, but, like, when I tell you he fouled out, he fouled out in the first half.
Yeah.
But he is definitely the best defensive player we have right now. Because he's the only one who's going to get out there and be aggressive. Like, he don't care. I wish he kind of would stay on his own man, though. Because he do kind of be, like, hopping everywhere, which kind of, like, makes the plays, like, crisscross. And it makes the players stumble over each other. So I wish he would, like, kind of play defense where he's supposed to play defense and not try to play defense for the whole team.
Yeah.
So that's, like, one thing I didn't like.
But, you know, you got to play up defense sometimes. You know?
Sometimes, yeah. But it was a couple times during, like, where it was him and Ryan were playing, and Ryan had his player, and he would come, and it would kind of, like, mess up the play. Like, it would mess up the defense to the point where it's, like, the other team was able to get where they needed to go.
Yeah.
So it was, like, y'all bumped into each other versus helped each other. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, a collision.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of wish he would kind of, like, put a little cap, not a big cap, but just like twist it up a little bit. Yeah, because it's like he can't stop his aggression. It's either like he's aggressive or he's not.
Yeah, but you need players like that though. But he'll figure it out.
Yeah,
like
I said, it's still early. Balance. Yeah, yeah. Definitely still early.
Yeah.
I'm happy that Drew got his dunk this time.
Facts. He said he thought he missed it. He said he dunked it and blinked at the same time. I was like, what? Like, what kind of stuff is that? But you know, Drew a goofball though.
He is a big goofball, but I think all my guys definitely did play better. I wish Skibo would pass the ball.
Yeah.
I need.
We all got to get better at like facilitating because nothing on the court moves faster than a pass. So it's like if we move the ball with a pass, you can potentially get the ball back and then you can make a play.
Y'all
you know?
Not move the ball enough.
Yeah.
Y'all
and Coach Stringer definitely
not move the ball enough.
Oh my gosh.
Because I'm telling you, me and Zoe would sit there and watch and just be like, I need one more pass. Like, come on, pass it one more time.
Right.
And it's like y'all would go up and shoot and then we'd miss it. Cause it was just like when y'all had a good lead, but y'all kept letting them come back because like y'all play selfishly.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't play as a team, as a collective. And I hated the fact that like y'all didn't pick each other up when y'all were down.
Like actually on the ground?
Yes. I think that's just.
Yeah, Coach Zay told us, he was like, if you fall down, stay there, let your brother come help you up.
I just found that weird just because any team that I've seen you, like any other basketball
team. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
And
help
it's
your
like y'all
up,
run
sure.
past each other, walk past each other, and it's like, I didn't appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because I feel
we gotta
like.
We got to work on our camaraderie.
A lot.
Yeah.
A big time. I'm not, but all in all, though, I definitely did play better than last year. I just believe that
we played to the level of our competition, but it was better.
Because
we were supposed to blow them out the water. They had 7 players. We had, I think, 9. So it's like we had enough bodies to like really press them, run them out the gym, and play basketball. But
and nobody
we did.
Made any like detrimental mistakes.
Yeah, it was some careless mistakes, but you know. We just got to go back to the drawing board and figure him out. And, like, for me personally, like, I gotta be better, like, shooting the free throws. I think I went 5 for 8 from the line, so I missed 3 of them. But I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? That's, like, leading points. On the
floor. I want y'all to shoot more, too.
Yeah.
But Ryan, we
had an advantage going to the rim. So the game plan was to go to the hole.
I know.
It's like if you like we settle for a lot of jumpers and we don't have to settle, go to the hole, go get a foul, go get a layup. That's what the game plan was. But we did smoke a lot of layups. we left a lot of points out there. And I don't know why. I don't know how we misled. We grown men. And
well, a couple of yours got blocked.
One of them got blocked.
Two of them got blocked.
No, he called a foul, so it don't count. Yeah. Yeah, I just gotta go as strong as I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was being a little lazy.
Yeah, I feel like I wish all of y'all had the level of aggression that Gannon can, like, pass all of y'all a little bit of aggression, yeah, it'll be perfect.
Yeah. I'm knocking off my rush, though. I'm getting back to my old Chris. I got you. I'm going
to
turn it up.
I want you to be the old one. I want you to be, like,
new and improved.
Yes, thanks.
Okay, that's fair enough. Yeah, but Coach Stringer definitely going to be on our head, though. But, you know, we need that. That's tough love, and we got to be better. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, that's how it should be. But I appreciate y'all turning up in the stands, though. I definitely
heard you. And I love the fact that all the players had, like, brought their own support system. Mm-hmm. That was very beautiful.
Yeah, that is.
That is amazing.
We love to see that.
Thank you to all the fans that came out there today. Thank you to the cheerleaders. You know, I love it all.
I appreciate y'all. For sure, for sure. But, yeah, we ended up.
Some electrolytes, though, because y'all be getting burnt out.
Yeah, that's cool, too. But, I'm banged up a little bit. I'm going to do my recovery stuff. We did end up getting a dub. Shout out to A&M, Elite. Y'all can see it right here. I'm representing. And we looking to bounce back. Well, keep this train rolling on Tuesday because we got another preseason game on Tuesday. It's not really a back-to-back. We got Monday, tomorrow. Rest up a little bit, and we back to war. I'm telling y'all, these games, they like wars, bro. I be banged up, my body be hurt, and I know my team is for the exact same way. But you know, we're gonna keep this train rolling.
Oh, make sure you tell them about the link so they can watch the live stream.
Yeah, I'm gonna get y'all the link. Look in the description box below. I think you gotta email it out, but I'm gonna hook y'all up. So if y'all do want to check out the game, y'all be able to tap in. That way, y'all can get a visual to the recaps that we do inform y'all about for sure. But let's talk about it. So, you know, oftentimes when it comes to, like, you know, dating, people don't be ready. And we talked about this before, but do you think it's fair to, like, wait, like, have somebody wait for you? Like, when it comes to, like, you still wanting to do what you want to do, or, like, when it comes to, like, finances, or, like, things like that. Do you think it's fair to have somebody wait for you, or ask somebody to wait for you, and is it fair to do it?
Well, honestly, I've been in this situation.
Really?
Yeah, right before you, actually. So I was dating this person, and he told me, "Oh, you're young. You're gonna go do these things. You're gonna leave me, and all these things." I was just like,
"Wait, the dude told you that you were gonna leave?"
Yeah, so he was like, told me, he was like, "You're young, like, you're gonna still want to live life." And like, since he said that, I was young, but I'd never been in relationships before, so I thought, I was like, "Oh, well, this is what I'm supposed to do, because you said this is what I'm supposed to do, so cool." And he was just like, "I'll be here and I'll wait for you when you're ready." And I was like, "Oh, perfect." So I get to go understand how to be in a relationship, heal from some trauma and stuff, and then come back and be with this dude. Like,
that's kind of scary, though.
Didn't work out that way.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. It's like he
set himself up for a heartbreak.
Well, that and also it's like he telling you what to do.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like he premeditated you leaving him just for you to come back, and then you had to think about it, and it was like, damn, I kind of like this, and you went and did it. You see what I'm saying?
And then it, like, backfired on my face because he was not waiting for me.
Exactly.
I was just because I was like, but also in the same sense, I was kind of like, I didn't want to leave at that time. I was just like, I know what I want from you. You're not giving it to me, and he wasn't giving it to me because he was expecting me to do the things that I did.
Mm-hmm.
But you told me to go do it.
Yeah. I feel like it's a bit situational. Like, of course, it depends on why. Because, like, for me, I'm not going to sit here and wait on you if you want to go out here and, like, be with everybody. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you come to me and you be like, "Look, you know, I'm healing from some past trauma, you know, things of that nature. You know, we can talk about it." You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, people change, things change, and feelings change, too. You know what I'm saying? That's a song, and the lyrics is very true, you know?
I don't know if I'm a waiter.
Yeah, I can't say I'm a waiter. I'm not gonna lie.
I wouldn't want nobody to wait for me.
Yeah.
And it's like, with that person, it was just...
I wait for you, though.
I don't know. I feel like, for me personally, it comes to us, I'm not getting married again.
No.
That's a dead mission, so really...
You're not going nowhere.
Period.
Yeah.
Simply said.
I got you.
If I
got
you
on a noose, not around your neck, though. It's like around your waist.
I don't know how I feel about that.
You're not going nowhere. Like,
I just...
And I tighten it up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, just like that.
I don't know. I'm not a waiter. If I were to date a person out to jail, I'm not waiting for you.
Yeah.
Because then I'm gonna tell you.
Now that's crazy. Like waiting in jail is crazy.
I'm saying, like, you been waiting in jail? Ain't no telling what you done did in there.
Ain't no telling what you done did out there. That's what I be thinking about.
No, I don't know. Life's too short to be waiting on somebody that long or in those situations.
Uh-huh.
But if you don't wait on somebody, kudos to you.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Look, you got it. You know what I'm saying? Like I know a couple men and women who have stayed down for somebody like in jail. But for me, I can't do it.
Because it's too much life to live.
That's exactly what I was about to say. It's way too much life to live. It's like, I loved you. I hate that you made that crazy decision, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I might send you a couple dollars and put on your book so you can go to the commissary. Is it called a commissary?
Yeah.
Yeah, the commissary to get you a couple snacks and buy you a couple books or whatnot.
I wait for you, but it's just because you're my husband.
Yeah.
So we're locked in for life. But if it was just like a boyfriend girlfriend situation, I'm not doing that, because I don't want to be no dumb person.
Yeah.
So it's like, what'd you go to jail for? Now, if it wasn't a real, like a legitimate reason that I believe was worth it,
bye. Yeah, but you know, oftentimes a lot of people guilt trip. Like, they feel like the reason that they partnered with the jail was because of them. They feel like they gotta wait and like hold them down type stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's fair?
No.
You
make your own decisions.
Yeah,
now, unless it's like one of those things where it's like a woman took the fall for the man and it was the man's fault, you better wait for me.
Yeah, okay.
Because if you don't,
I was going to say you a little harsh. Snitching. I was about to say you a little harsh.
I'm snitching.
Snitching? You going to snitch on me?
If I took a fall for you to go to jail and you go out there and you do what you do, I'm snitching. Because you're going to end up in here with me.
No.
For lifers.
You supposed to hold it down.
No.
You ain't holding down, God. I'll
fight like Oprah in that prison before I let you cheat on me and I'm in prison with you. Yeah, I mean, being, what she said, all my life I had to fight. And I'm like, what?
I get it though. I don't know if I'm gonna.
So you're telling me if you took a fall for me and then you find out I done had this whole secret relationship, I done had a whole nother child with
didn't say all that.
But I'm just saying.
You didn't say all that.
It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's the fact that you not being loyal to what we, like, discussed.
That's real. I can respect it.
I mean,
I can respect it. I respect it. Let us know, would y'all wait for somebody, or would you have somebody wait for you in the comments down below? I'm talking to you right there, looking at me while I'm looking at you, while she looking at y'all too. Comment down below, let us know, bro. 100%, let us know what y'all gonna do. Keep it a bean. All right, Keys with Key, what you got for us today?
Aim to be mostly reasonable works better than trying to be coldly rational.
Say that one more time.
Aim to be mostly reasonable works better than trying to be coldly rational.
Aiming to be reasonable.
Mostly reasonable.
Mostly reasonable.
Works better to... It's like, it reminds me of like the Scrooge.
Okay, break it down.
Okay, so my perspective of this, you know how like in Scrooge, he was coldly rational. Like, he was like, well, if you don't pay your bills, that's that. There's no in between.
Right.
And then, you know, he had the three ghosts, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So him being a little bit more reasonable made his life easier and the people around him easier. But although he was right for saying, no, like, this, you pay your bills on time. No, I'm not letting you borrow money, because if I let you borrow money, then
he, like, cut through.
Yeah, that's totally rational. Mm-hmm. But being a little bit more reasonable makes everybody's life better. I believe. And it also helps you, like, keep people in your life. Because it's like, yeah, we know black and white, but not everything's black and white. Mm-hmm. If everything was black and white, we wouldn't be happy.
Yeah. So sometimes you gotta think out of the box instead of just being, like, cold irrational.
Mm-hmm. You gotta be reasonable with things.
I don't think I've ever been, like,
coldly rational.
Yeah, coldly rational. Okay. That's like, that's almost like being stuck in your ways. And, like, can't nothing change you.
Ooh, we old folks.
Yeah. Oh, you hit the nail on the head right there.
Yeah, old folks. Yeah, old folks. You can't tell them nothing.
Yeah, your grandma, how she was raised and how she do things. And you trying to help her.
And then they'll pretend like they finna cry to make you feel bad. But
that's that, what's that, reverse psychology. That's what it is. This was a reverse psychology.
And narcissism.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Narcissism.
Yeah, I was just about to say. So, that's the keys with key right there. Make sure y'all not coldly rational.
But be reasonable.
Mostly reasonable to allow y'all to be able to make valid decisions in your life. You know, make sure you're not taking the wrong turns in life. And then it's like opening a horizon. Because, you know, being rational is a great way to be, but also you can open your horizon to be reasonable, to allow yourself to make conscious winning decisions. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's how you should be, you know? And that's a great key. I like that key. Okay, so at the end of my podcast, I like to allow each and everybody who's on the podcast to get something off their chest if this is your first time here. So at this very moment, what you got to get off your chest for us today?
What did I get off my chest today? Take your significant other out on a date.
Mm.
It hasn't hit it in a while.
Yeah.
I feel like it's cold outside and probably a lot of people just got finished with Christmas.
All that good stuff.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Valentine's Day coming up, but I don't want people to get consumed by Valentine's Day. Like,
yeah,
you can still celebrate Valentine's Day today.
Yeah,
you take your significant other on a date.
You can do it all year long. It's important to continue dating in any relationship, because, you know, people want that cupcake phase to last throughout their whole entire relationship. That's one of the main ways to do it. I'm telling you right now.
Dating.
I have forgot a little bit. You know, I really, when you was pregnant. For real, yeah.
I can't be mad at you though. You tried.
Yeah, I was trying, but for me, it's like I wasn't communicating, because for me, it's like she's still being pregnant, and I'm like, she don't want to get out the house and do this and woo woo. But deep down inside, she was at the crib all day. I had to go to work 10 to 14 hour days sometimes.
I'd be in the house by myself.
So you'd be in the house all day. But, you know, communicate and, you know, take your significant other out on dates, because that's what you did to woo them over, you know? That's the fun stuff. To keep the cupcake phase rolling, you know?
Mm-hmm. Keep the libido.
Yeah. That's the libido. What I got for y'all today? Really just be impactful. A lot of times, people don't specifically know what their gifts is, like, in life, or like their purpose. And I feel like one of the easiest gifts, like, that each of us should be able to obtain is just to be impactful. Like, you know, make somebody smile, tell somebody you love them, you know, learn a skill to do in the world to make the world better, you know, hug somebody, you know, the little things matter too when it comes to being impactful. And I feel like each and everybody can be impactful in each and every way, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't really think about it, but it takes little to nothing to be impactful. So, you know, make sure you be impactful, bro. Anybody who out there listening, that's what my goal is for you, to be impactful.
No, for real.
Yeah, for sure.
A smile can be impactful.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But look, so this is Tova TV Podcast, the YouTube channel, on the YouTube side of things. We're also doing a raffle. If y'all get this channel to 500 subscribers, and my More Topher channel, the link will be down in the description so y'all can subscribe and show love on that page. If y'all get that to 200 subscribers, we're doing a $200 giveaway for groceries. And we'll raffle the name off and then we'll get that situated. But on the YouTube side of things, make sure y'all subscribe, comment down below, share with y'all peoples. And you know, comment whatever you see, how y'all feel about the topics that we talk about, or how our conversation went, you know? If my head too big on the podcast, you know something, you know?
It's massive.
Okay, here you go. Again, relax. And then tap into the audio only of the podcast on Apple Music Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. And if you have Amazon Prime, everybody love Amazon. I know you probably got Prime. You can watch the podcast for the free. I got my amazing co-host and my wife right here. She always tapping in with us, giving us some good keys with Key. And I hope y'all enjoyed this recap of game two and another great episode of Tova TV Podcast. Shout out to A&M Elite for sponsoring this episode. And we'll see y'all in the next podcast. Peace.